Hello, this is a recording just to explain about some of the things that we've been doing recently in our school with Pico boards and Scratch. Today we ran a hack day at the school with lots of different sessions for children to take part in. One of them in particular was just focusing on the use of Pico boards. Now the Pico boards have got lots of different inputs. So there's a sound sensor, there's a light sensor, which is a photo transistor. There's a sliding control, which is a linear potentiometer, and there's some auxiliary controls that you can use as well. Well, first of all, we asked the children to try and create a pong game. So you've got the paddle that can slide along the x-axis, and you can use the keyboard in the first instance to make the paddle move. So the ball bounces off the paddle. And then we decided to plug in the Pico boards and try to use a sensor on the Pico board. So the first one we looked at was to use the microphone to use the volume of sound to control the amount that the paddle moves left and right. Now the sound sensor, when it's plugged into Scratch, it'll report a value, a raw value between 0 and 100. But the problem is in Scratch, the x-axis on the far left, it's -250. In the middle, it's 0, and right on the far hand, right hand side, it's 250. So a little bit of maths is required to try and correlate or to transfer from 0 to 100 to -250 to 250. So the way we did this was the children took the raw value between 0 and 100, times it by 5, so that gave now a scale of 0 to 500. But then you need to subtract 250 from that value and set the x-coordinate for the paddle to the value. So it's the sound value times 5 minus 250. Once we've spent a little bit of time trying the pong game, where you have to shout now at the computer, and if you've not tried this, you really need to, because it just engages children on a totally different level. The next thing to try then is we have this game that we play sometimes in nursery school with children just to get them into develop their hand and eye coordination. And it's a game called Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. And there's a rhyme that goes along. You have to go head, shoulders, knees and toes, and you have to touch the corresponding part of the body. So using some cooking foil, aluminum or aluminium foil, we wrapped it around different parts of our victim's body. So we put some foil on their head, some on their shoulders, some on their knees, and some around their feet. And we used some lengths of wire to connect these to the Pico board. The next stage was then to create some prompts in Scratch that then said, right, head, shoulders, knees, toes. And then it repeats it, and it speeds up as you go along. So the children, as the game goes on, you can have a variable for the time delay that gets shorter and shorter and shorter, and eventually the children get very much out of breath as they're trying to follow it. And you can have it so it fails. If you don't touch it within a certain amount of time, then it fails. What I'm going to do is, just after I've recorded this, I'm going to add some videos, links, so that you can see a little bit of it yourself. Have fun with Pico boards.